If you're ready to say goodbye to being a boss babe or hustling 24/7, welcome to Life in Business. This is the podcast for women just like you who want an easy and effective way to grow your business that's built around genuine work-life balance, not growing a million-pound empire. I'm your podcast host, Libby Langley, award-winning business coach and Amazon best-selling author, known as the Queen of Easy Business because of my sensible and easy-to-implement ways to earn more by doing less. In Life in Business, I share with you how to make small but effective tweaks, how to be confident in your business decisions, and how to make a healthy and guilt-free profit doing exactly what you love the most without working 14 hours a day. Get ready to make your dreams a reality. Here's this week's episode. Hey, hey, here we are again for another episode of Life in Business with me, Libby Langley. Welcome along. Always nice to have you here. Should we talk about money today? I think let's talk about money. Last week we talked about pricing and how to get your pricing just right. Head back there if you do not have that, have you not listened to that yet, to episode 35. And today I'm going to say something kind of a bit contentious, I think, but one thing that will have you nodding along and also sighing with relief. I know you. I know that you like to hear the real truths that I say, okay? And today I'm going to talk about why 10K months simply do not matter, okay? In the online world, particularly in the Instagram world, there are a lot of coaches who will talk about 10K months, 10K goals, go get 10K months, I'll get you to 10K months. It's like, why? Why chase the 10K months? It used to be, before Instagram made the changes, you know, it was always 10,000 followers. It's like, that is a lot of people, man. If 10,000 people were all outside my house, I don't know what the hell I'd do with them. They'd go down the street and round the block and into town and whatever. It's a lot of people. And it's the same thing with 10K months. It's like, it's a lot of money, which is amazing. But why? Okay, to what end? And also, what does that 10K look like? So this is, you know, I have kind of a bit of a problem with a lot of the coaching industry. And it's something hopefully you will know and realise that I'm kind of different to a lot of coaches out there in that I really do believe in what I say. I live by what I say. I coach clients in the way that I say. And I really do kind of go behind the scenes on some of this stuff because a lot of the stuff you'll see on Instagram and you'll hear about is utter bullshit. It really, really is. And there's so much smoke and mirrors and it's damaging to people. You know, anyone who says, oh, you know, I'll help you get to 10K months by the end of, I don't know, in 3 months' time and you'll only have to work 2 hours a week. Yeah, all right then. That happens to one in a million people, okay? It is not the norm in business. Sorry. I mean, I wish it was. If I had that, when I find that magic bullet, I'm going to be first to tell you, right? But being in business isn't always the easiest route, but it's a route that we choose because we want to be able to manage our own time. We want our own freedom. We want our own flexibility. We want to have this joy in our life that only working for ourselves can bring about. And yes, we want to earn loads of lovely money, okay? But we don't want to chase 10K months just for the bloody sake of it. Same as we don't want to get up at 5 a.m. because that's one of the successful habits of, no, one of the daily habits of successful people. All right, then. I mean, if that's your definition of success, I ain't never going to be successful, right? It's like, to me, that's not a measure of success. I do not want to have to get up at 5 a.m. every day. Thank you very much. It doesn't suit me. And my definition of success is not having to do that. Yeah. So success is measured in very different ways to us all. And so if you're in my camp, the easy, chilled, simple, structured, straightforward way of achieving success, then you're going to love what I've got to say to you today. So 10K months. I don't know. If anybody says to you, pick a goal, pick a monetary goal, so many people will say 10K months. And yes, if all of that money goes in your pocket, then your life will probably change immeasurably. No two ways about that. You know, there's a reason that the National Lottery here in the UK does this kind of Set for Life program, right, where you can win 10 grand a month for the rest of your life, and they do another one where you can win 10 grand a month for a year. It's life-changing. It's a life-changing amount of money. But winning that amount of money from the lottery, where you get it tax-free and it just goes into your bank account, is wildly different to bringing in 10K in sales in your business, okay? First of all, it costs you to earn money in a business. You cannot, in any business, I'm just thinking, but no, in any business, you cannot earn money without some kind of cost, okay? You need software, even if it's the bare minimum of like just Zoom, yeah? It's still got a cost to it. You need storage for all your files on your computer. You need email marketing software. You need to perhaps pay for ads. You might outsource some stuff to people. You need to pay tax, and that has to come out of the income that you generate, right? So if you wanted to generate 10K a month on the same rules as a lottery win, you would need to actually make 12, 15, 20 grand of sales a month in order to have 10K in your pocket. Okay. And that's what these people, I'll get you to 10K a month, don't actually explain to you. And so your profit is actually the thing to look at. That's the thing that on your annual accounts, that's the thing that any mortgage advisor or, and also the tax. And that's what they look at, right? That's what they take into account. So if you're having consistent 10K months, but it's costing you 8K to get there, you're actually only making 2K profit a month, which suddenly doesn't sound, I mean, nice, consistent, right? But it doesn't sound like a lot of money for the amount of time and effort getting 10K months, generating 10K in sales is going to get you, okay? And this is not about encouraging you to set lower goals and expectations. Far from it. This is about helping you to understand actually kind of the nitty-gritties of business and what all this stuff means, right? Because people start their businesses being, generally speaking, they've been a practitioner in their area and then they decide to work for themselves, right? That's generally how we all kind of, or we have a passion, right? That's how we transition into self-employment. There is no way in this world that you should understand all the nitty-gritty behind the scenes stuff of running business. Why should you? Yeah, there is no way you should immediately understand that, and yet you're kind of expected to already understand that. So yeah, it doesn't make any sense really. There's no kind of correlation between our learned experience and what we sort of need to know. It's not taught in schools, you know, unless you do. I mean, I did an MBA, and there was a hell of a lot of stuff in that about profit and loss and, you know, and accounting and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, I went into my business understanding a lot of this stuff, but I still got a lot of support from Business Link, which existed then, and HMRC, went on a couple of courses with them. And also, you know, I've been in business for 12 years this year. So this is all, I've got a lot of learned experience in the business world and supporting other business owners. When you're new to it, oh, the bloody hell should you know it? There's no reason that you should. So if, you know, all this is like, whoa, this is new to me, well, then I'm really glad that you're here and I'm really glad that you're listening, because this is going to shortcut your success, okay? And by shortcut your success, I don't mean shortcut your sleep because you're getting up at 5 a.m. Okay. So let me just put some scenarios to you, which will hopefully help you kind of understand why 10K months don't matter, yeah? So a 10K month, let's say you've set your goal of making £10,000, dollars, whatever you're in, making 10K a month. And in order to get that, you need a bit of support in running the business. Maybe you've outsourced some copywriting to someone. Yeah, you've got to pay for that. You've got all your software and stuff that I've already mentioned. You've got to pay for all of that. You may be paying a coach to help you get there. You know, you've gone for one of the, you're working with one of these 10K coaches you've seen on Instagram, and you think, oh my God, yeah, that's where I want to get, right? So you're paying for them too. And one of the things that they tell you to do is to do some Facebook ads. So you're spending some money on Facebook ads as well. All of this stuff adds up, yeah? And so let's say of the 10K that you bring in, because you bring it in, right? Because you're brilliant and successful and everybody loves you. But it costs you 8K of that to make the 10K. You've made 20% profit, right? Which is $2,000. And you may or may not have factored your tax into that as well. So you might have to take your tax off that $2,000, right? Although at that level, you would be paying tax. Sorry, yeah, you would be paying tax. So you've got to take another, I don't know, 15, 20, whatever percent off that to give to the tax man. It doesn't actually leave you with that much money for just considering how much effort you've put in, yeah? But think if you had a 5K month, okay? So that's half the sales. But actually, because you're not spending on Facebook ads, you don't need such complicated software, or you don't need as much software to do it. You haven't gone with the shiny promise of that really high-end 2K a month, 10 grand coach. Yeah, you're working with someone else who's at a different budget level, who's supporting you more generally in your business, because support's always good, right? And overall, you're actually spending £1,000 a month out of your $1,000, whatever, £1,000 a month out of your £5,000 sales. That's a 4K profit, right? Which is an 80% profit margin. So the first scenario was a 20% profit margin. This is an 80% profit margin. So you've got 4K a month in your pocket, and that you can either reinvest into the business, you can go and buy, have a fancy holiday, you can keep it in a bank, whatever. You can give it all to the tax man because you're going to earn so much money, whatever. It's suddenly becomes much more money, right? I mean, literally, but also like, wow, okay. What would you rather have, 4K profit or 2K profit? I'll take the 4K, thanks. All right, you need to get 50% of the clients than you would to get to 10K. Oh, okay, I'll do that then. It becomes kind of a no-brainer, right? And then what about if you had a 3K month, but the cost was only £500 to run your business? So you've still got all your software and services that you had to do to generate your 5K, because there are costs that you absolutely have to have in your business and will always have. And you're still getting support, but you're the kind of support you're getting, perhaps you're in a membership program now, okay, which is the least investment you'll find in order to get some kind of coaching support. So you've still got support because that's still massively important in business to get us where we need to be. But there is a service for everybody, right? You, from that, you make 2.5K profit. So it's less, you know, it's absolutely less, but it's an 84% profit margin. And you've still got 2.5K coming into your household, right? Which again, you can reinvest into the business if you want. You can pay your monthly bills. You can go on holiday. You can do whatever you like with. So it's still more, it's still by being really smart on what you're spending your money on and understanding all the behind the scenes stuff of your money, by making 3K a month in sales, your profit, what you get to keep, is 2.5K, right? Versus the first example, which was 10K a month in sales and you get to keep 2K. It does not make sense to chase a 10K a month goal unless you absolutely know how much it's going to cost you. And the examples I've given you here are real examples of clients I have worked with and people I've known over the years of how this has happened. Yeah? And it frightens me, really, to be honest, that so many... Not frightens me, that's the wrong... That's just the wrong word, but... I wish I could help more people, right? Because my clients who come to me, we always talk about profit. And generally speaking, they kind of just don't really know in full detail what it costs them to run their business. And often there's a big shock there. And certainly I've worked with clients, and I've talked about this in my podcast before, previous episodes of this podcast, that there are clients who I've worked with who are just never going to make any money when they first come to me. Obviously, after a few couple of sessions, they're making loads of money. But when they first come to me, simply because their business model and the costs in the business, it doesn't add up with the amount that they're charging and therefore the kind of sales that they're making, right? And so the easiest way to make more money and make more profit in your business, to have more money in your pocket, is to understand what's actually coming in and going out and how much it costs you to acquire a client. Yeah. If you get all your clients through networking and referrals, that's a pretty cheap and cost-effective way of getting clients, right? Because all you're paying for your time, obviously, petrol to get there and some networking meetings. You might even do them on Zoom. But that works if you need fewer clients. So if you're talking about needing a volume of clients, that's a really slow way of doing it, and it won't work. Yeah. So it just, you know, and you might, to kind of get to 3K, 5K months, you might only need 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 clients a month yourself in order to achieve that. And that's a different kind of marketing and a different kind of proposition to if you need 10K, where you might need 10, 20, even 30 clients a month to achieve that. And when you start talking about volume like that, there are often more costs, because that is when things like Facebook ads come in and outsourcing to people, like I say, more systems, lots more complicated funnels that you might need help setting up. So there are, the bigger your business, the more costs there will be associated with it. Yeah. So if you look at any of the leaders in the industry, Amy Porterfield, for example, she's talked about how many people are in her team, and 20 odd people. You know, that's a big cost. The most I ever had was 5 in my team, and I was paying for an office as well. And that was thousands each month, right? So whilst those years were the years I made the most sales turnover, profit-wise, they were my worst because I had all these costs. And so now my average profit margin is around kind of 75% or so-ish. It varies a bit. But the average over the last few years is about 75%. And that kind of is what matters to me, because I know the business is sustainable. Yeah. I know the business is going to continue to make money. And I say that there are, you know, there are ups and downs in how much that is. But if I'm always profitable, then I know that there is money there for when perhaps not as much is coming in. And do you see, it's about the business model rather than just the turnover / sales. And this is what this 10K months, this is why it just doesn't mean anything. It honestly just doesn't mean anything. You know, yeah, give me a 10K a month lottery win where I don't have to do anything and it just comes into my bank account. But yeah, be mindful of anybody who's promising you to get you to 10K months, because it might not be the most profitable way for you to grow your business. And everything I talk to people about and everything I believe in is about easy ways to work less, earn more, and embrace true happiness. That's the subtitle of my book, Life in Business. And I talk about this profit and these kind of goals a lot in my book, actually. So if you've not read it, then you can find it on Amazon. Just go to Amazon and search for Life in Business with me, Libby Langley, and you'll find it. And it's got a pink cover and a big picture of my face on it, so you won't be able to miss it. But this really matters. I think it really matters. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors in the coaching industry. There's a lot of kind of trying to, you know, sell snake oil stuff, and I just don't believe in that. I would rather that you or any of my clients had fewer sales each month but made more profit, because ultimately they're going to have more money in their pocket. You're just going to have more money. And on those examples that I gave you, you would end up with more money in your pocket if you had £3,000 of sales a month, but, you know, with different costs, than if you had £10,000 a month of sales And that's phenomenal because far less work. I mean, let's all make money with less work. That I say, let's absolutely let's do that. So the things for you to think about here are, what do you need and want to earn? Because it does, the money's got to be right for you and your family and your life or whatever you want to achieve, right? So if you, and that's your profit, yeah? So your goal for what you want or need, be it 2.5 grand, 4 grand, or 10 grand, but think of that always as the profit. So then what is it going to cost you to achieve that in profit, right? So you add the two together and then that gives you your sales target, or what an Instagram guru would say, your 10K month. And you might find that it's 3K, you might find that it's 20K, right? Okay. You've got to be realistic about the cost of things. And it's great. It's a really good exercise. It's kind of a bit of an eye-opener really, because I find with, well, certainly, you know, when I do this exercise myself, which I do quite regularly, but when I do it with clients as well, that actually they do find that their sales target, their turnover target, is often a lot less than they think it needs to be, because they've got a real handle on what they're spending in their business and what it costs them to actually deliver it. Which is, I mean, talk about liberating, talk about a massive light bulb moment. It's absolutely phenomenal. So what do you need or want to earn each month? That's what your profit needs to be. Work backwards from there. How much will it cost you to get there? Therefore, that's your sales target, your turnover target. That's how many clients you need. And also think, how many hours do you want to work a week in your business? If you want to work 3 days a week, which again with my clients, it's really common, 3 or 4 days a week. People don't want to hustle. I don't want to hustle. I've already said I don't. I've got no intention of getting up at 5 a.m. unless I'm going on a holiday. Thank you very much. I don't want to do it. And I don't want to be working 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, because if I'm doing that, I might as well have a job and get a pension contribution and all of my annual leave paid and bonuses and sick leave and whatever, all the other perks you get, you know, your travel paid for and all this shizzle, right? For me, it's about the freedom and flexibility. So be honest with yourself about how many hours you want to work. And that includes client delivery, because if you only want to do client delivery on a Tuesday, that limits the amount of clients that you can have. And therefore, in order to achieve the profit goal that you want to achieve, you've got to set your pricing so that it's possible. Yeah. Because if you're charging £100 a session and you've got you can do 5 clients on a Tuesday, that's £500 a week. You're the maximum you're going to make there is like 2 grand a month turnover. So what costs are there? Yeah. And all of that is fine. All of that is absolutely fine if you know what you want and need to earn. I don't want you to ever be surprised by what you're bringing in. I want you to know absolutely how it sits in the framework of your business, yeah, in the model of your business. And so if you only want to work with 5 clients on a Tuesday and that's all you want to do, if you charge £200 rather than £100, suddenly you've got a different picture for your business, okay? And actually last week's episode 35, I talked about pricing. So go back and listen to that, because that's about how to get your pricing just right. So that follows on quite nicely from this episode, even though it's before it. So there you go. Welcome to a neurodivergent brain. We do some things in a weird order sometimes. But a financial goal is really important in business. It is. It just helps you. God, just helps you know where you're going, okay? But it's got to be a financial goal that you understand, that means something and that matters to you. So profitability, I absolutely think, is like goal number one, yeah? Your profitability number, pounds, dollars number, is a really good goal to have. And if you can improve that each month, if your goal is to, if at the moment your profits are 40% and you've got a goal to get it up to 80%, that's an incredible goal, okay? Because you will make twice as much profit without actually doing anything differently or having to find more clients or anything like that. You will be just smarter about the way you work. And this is what I get so excited about, this, because this is just the absolute magic of knowing this kind of behind the scenes stuff. You might not need to get any more clients. You might just need to stop spending so much money on stuff that you don't use and charge a bit more. And it might even not even be that much more, but a few tweaks or offering a different level of service, setting different client expectations, having tighter boundaries, that stuff could skyrocket your business in terms of your profitability and what you deliver. And to me, doing that behind the scenes work is far easier, far more satisfying and far more of a quick win than just posting more on social media or whatever it is that, you know, to try and get more clients. It's the easy, quick wins that are successful, right? That I think are the real definition of success. So I hope this has been some really good food for thought for you. And it might be that you're thinking, right, okay, what did she say? And if that's the case, then I really suggest that we get on a call together. You can always book a call with me. If you go to libbylangley.com/call, you can book in on my calendar a free 30-minute call, and we can go through these, what I've talked about today for your business. And then if, you know, I'll give you some hints and tips for sure about things you can immediately change. And then if you decide that you want my support to help you implement this and restructure your business in a more detailed way and going forward, then we can talk about how we can work together. But there's no obligation with that. But you can always book a free 30-minute call with me. Go to libbylangley.com/call. Or if you haven't already, then get hold of my book, Life in Business, on Amazon, because it does have more stuff in it about this. So honestly, this is the thing that's going to transform your business. And this is why 10K months don't matter. So thank you for joining me today. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have. Oh my God, I love this stuff so much. And I will see you next time when you're super profitable and you're making 84% and swanning around the world on a yacht. I love it. See you soon. Thank you for listening to Life in Business. Please make sure that you subscribe or follow so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you enjoyed today's show, please leave a review, as it helps others to find the podcast and spread the word that there's an easier way to do business. If you want to chat with me about today's episode or suggest a topic for the future, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Instagram @LibbyLangley. See you next week.